You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's time to talk about the Green Bay Packers. This is your Packers Update, the Daily Cheese, brought to you by Packernet.com, powered by Overtime Media. The Daily Cheese is a collaboration with the Packernet Podcast, hosted by Ryan Schlipp, the Pack Daddy, and I'm your host, JJ Leahy. It's official. Barring any unforeseen setbacks at the last minute, Matt LaFleur has ruled Kenny Clark and Davante Adams both active for this Sunday's game against the Buccaneers. Kevin King, who has been dealing with a quad injury, is a game-time decision. If he cannot go, you'd have to expect some combination of Josh Jackson, Kadar Holman, and likely some of the safeties, covering Mike Evans, leaving Jair Alexander to handle Chris Godwin. Tyler Irvin, on the other hand, has been ruled out. In his place, LaFleur suggested that he will be looking to Darius Shepard, Malik Taylor, and Josh Jackson to handle returns. Again, if Kevin King is out and Josh Jackson has more playing time as a starting corner, you'd have to imagine he won't be very involved in special teams. Now, Kevin King, Montrevious Adams, and Mercedes Lewis did all return to practice today. As suspected, Mercedes' absence appears to have been veteran rest after all. Montrevious missed just one practice with a neck injury. But today's practice was the first time since the Atlanta Falcons game that Kevin King has been spotted. Word on the street is that he was full participation, but will have to wait for the official injury report to find out if he was designated as limited. Some injury notes from around the NFC North. The Lions placed Hunter Bryant on injured reserve today. Keep an eye on the Vikings-Falcons game as well, because Dalvin Cook has been ruled out. Alexander Mattison will be starting in his place. One of the major concerns I had about Dalvin Cook when the Vikings decided to extend him was his prolific injury history. He usually misses a lot of games every year. Now, Mattison is no slouch. In fact, I think he's better than Cook. But there's no denying that when Cook was out of that Seahawks game, the Vikings offense sputtered to a halt. Losing to the 0-5 Falcons, who just fired their head coach and have something huge to prove, probably sinks the seasons for the Vikings. That would be hard to come back from, at least from a morale standpoint. And even more bad news for the Vikings and their terrible all-rookie cornerback room, Julio Jones appears to be full participation and ready to go on Sunday. For the Buccaneers, it looks likely that both Mike Evans and Chris Godwin will both be able to play this week. However, both guys have been limited in practice all week. If even one of those does not get to play, the Buccaneers offense will have a hard time getting going. And with the Packers getting Davante Adams and Kenny Clark back, both of whom got injured in week one and have not played since, the game already looks heavily tipped in the favor of the Packers. The Packers are trying to bring in linebacker Alvin Jones, who is the brother of running back Aaron Jones, for a workout. He's in Green Bay but has not cleared COVID quarantine yet. Quote from Aaron Jones when asked about his brother's workout, "Hopefully he's on the team with me. I would love to have that. It'd be a true joy." Could this be a bone the Packers are trying to throw at Aaron Jones in these ongoing contract extension talks? It doesn't strike me as particularly likely, but it really could be a possibility. At the very least, it's an interesting theory being floated around by fans. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet Podcast, hosted by Ryan Schlipp, the Pack Daddy. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to Packernet.com and join the Packernet Podcast group on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been The Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update.